It's hard to imagine, but we are actually still in a similar place when it comes to food insecurity that we were a year ago when this pandemic first started. In Central Florida alone, one in every five kids is food insecure. It's almost 150,000 kids right here in our own community.
That is terribly sad. The fact that people are going to be back in person in brick and mortar schools, will that help at all, Dan, do you think, because they'll get those breakfasts and lunches?
Yeah, so I'm excited that most of the counties that we serve have made the decision in the school systems to be able to provide free and reduced lunch, or really free lunch, to any child who asks, no questions asked. And I certainly think that will help many of these families take some of the burden off. But the reality is they still have the burden of dinner, and really weekends, school breaks are the hardest times for families. You know, you think about the pandemic and how the parents have been hit with job loss and with cut incomes or lack of hours. And we've been going through that now for, 18 months? Just because the pandemic feels like it's, I want to say over, even though we're, you know, going through another surge, but just because life feels like it's getting back to normal doesn't mean that you all of a sudden get the same job back, or that you're able to build back up your savings or the assets that you had surrounding you to be able to care for your family.
You know, what sort of things are you guys doing at Second Harvest to fill those gaps when we talk about dinners and weekends and holidays?
Yeah, so since the start of the pandemic, we've been distributing almost double the number of meals every single day out into the community to families who are facing hunger and aren't sure where else to turn. And all of that food is completely free to those families so that they can focus on getting back on their feet. That's over 250,000 meals every single day going out of our warehouse. And it's being done through food pantries in the community, through soup kitchens, but also through those mobile distributions like you see on TV or in the newspaper, where there's lines of hundreds of cars waiting to get food. And we're doing 2 to 3 of those a day. And even with those distributions, you know, you look at where we were a year ago versus where we are now, there are still the same number of cars in line. They're still getting there 2 to 3 to 4 hours beforehand to make sure there's food left so that they can help their families.
What's the long-term consequence of not feeding these kids right now? Because there are hundreds of thousands, as you said, that could go hungry.
Danielle, just like you and I, when you're hungry, your mind isn't focused. You're sitting here focusing on how you feel. You're tired. You're lethargic. You have a headache. It's those kids you see in school who have their head on the desk because they can't think about anything else other than how they're feeling and that lack of food. So focusing on schoolwork is really out of the question at that moment. So it's impacting their education. It's impacting their health. And that certainly has long-term ramifications for these kids. So that's why focusing on kids is probably more important than anything else that we're able to do.